back to His Time. It is Thursday, May 15th, 7:30. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. It's great to see the sun shining, isn't it?
It kind of warms you a little because it's pretty chilly out there.
It is. I did have to pull something from the closet this morning that had long sleeves.
I know. I had to go with the flannel today to stay warm.
I had all my flannel packed away. I would have been very tempted to put on a sweater today.
It's kind of a cool day. I mean, it 40s this morning, but not too bad. Upper 40s. It's probably breaching 50 now, but... Isn't it funny how that feels cool?
But the interesting thing is that that is true. But the other interesting thing is that it feels warmer because the sun is shining than yesterday at the same temperature when it was cold and rainy.
Right.
It is. And that just, it's all about perspective, I guess. But that reminds me of a car that I saw driving in this morning. I like to look at, you can always tell when it's a personalized license plate. So I like to read them and try to figure out what they say. So the one was all caps, GR numeral 8 PHL. So I'm at the stoplight and I'm looking at grateful. Wouldn't that be great? Then I'm driving past and I see a guy and I'm thinking, well, maybe his name is Phil and he thinks he's great. But I choose the grateful as a way to do that. Wouldn't it be a great message to share with everyone? Be grateful, everybody who sees your car. I know. It was a short night last night. So you got to cut me a little bit of slack.
You didn't drive up next to him and say, hi, Phil?
No, I did not. You're great. Talking about LSS this morning, Andy, you know, because you and I were corresponding a little bit as far as guests for your Faith and Family next week. I was at a retreat the last two days. Leadership of Lutheran Senior Services went to Para Marquette. And
beautiful place.
We spent, it was a beautiful place, rainy place, as it turns out yesterday, though. It was a great couple of days. We had some wonderful speakers. We did some breakout sessions. Networking with each other is always everyone's lives are so busy. It's great to actually just sit down and talk with someone. Well, one of the speakers that we had yesterday was someone who wrote a book, interesting title, Live Long, Die Short. So what his name is Roger Landry. He's a former Air Force surgeon and a medical doctor. And he has taken the research, I guess, for lack of a better word, the research done more than 10 years ago by MacArthur Foundation on successful aging. And he has turned it into a book. He also has an organization called Masterpiece Living. But he has turned it into this book. And the idea behind the book is, the subtitle is Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. And the die short part of it, what that means is, what his premise is that if we put intentionality into lifestyle for as long, to be as good as we can be and live as long as we can in a healthy manner, we will compress the decline period at the very end into a very small thing. So that's what live long, die short means. And it was interesting, 70%, the research found, 70% of our physical aging and 50% of our mental aging is pretty much determined by lifestyle, by what. Now, there are genes connected, there are diseases that come in, there are all of these things. Please don't understand me to say that if someone is in decline, it's anything they did wrong. Instead, what the premise of this author and this book is try to make as healthy and as good a choices as you possibly can.
Sure, be proactive.
Exactly. And so I think about our mission, our Christian mission statement at Lutheran Senior Services, older adults living life to the fullest. Of course, we want that to be both now and in eternity. But when you think about that and all the various ways of doing it, I know it's very hard to just pick that apart and say, well, what does one have to do with the other? So, yes, all of these programs and places you could live, you could take each one of them and say, well, but this is how it would help. These are some of the benefits and advantages to you. And the one that I think is very much overlooked is part of our in-home services. Mm-hmm. And if you go to lssliving.org, you click on the right on in-home services, you'll find a tab. There are actually many programs, but the one in particular that I thought of today is our private duty. And private duty is our caregivers that would come in. And the word caregiver, it's non-medical care. So we don't want to confuse that with our home health. But a private duty, our staff, our caregivers would come in. And it's basically those things that if you are still living at home, mm-hmm. or even if you lived in an LSS community, you certainly qualify, ages 65 or older, and let's say you just need some things to help you mm-hmm. live more independently, safer, better at home. Someone can come in and they can do that. Fixing breakfast and lunch and cleaning up, mm-hmm. reheating dinner, dusting, mopping, cleaning the bathroom, setting up medication, not administering it, mm-hmm. but getting it set up. I know there are a lot of people who worry that older adult in their family may forget their medication, mm-hmm. may not remember. They can set it up. They can help with bathing and dressing and grooming. They can do the laundry. They can change the bed linens, clean out the fridge, clean out the pantry, look for expired items. Some of these things that we really don't think about, but our aging loved ones may not be thinking about it either. Mm-hmm. So helping them live in that home, somebody to go to the doctors with them, mm-hmm. somebody to do some light shopping and errands, companionship. All of those things are part of what could be done with private duty. So I just wanted to highlight that one today as one of those.
I see one that I would appreciate.
What's that?
Wash, dry, fold, and put away laundry.
Oh, there you go. Well, Andy, I hate to tell you, but you do not yet qualify. Give it a few more years, but we'll work on that. We'll see if we can contact an independent person to come and help with that. But you're right. So many things that in some ways, when I think about it, some of these things may be so overwhelming mm-hmm. that an aging loved one does not do them.
Right.
Some may be in a state of decline where they forget. So having mm-hmm. someone you could count on, because the other thing I read recently was, if you worry about your parents or your aging loved one more than an hour a day, you are a caregiver. So just think about everyone, what you do, you're going about your general life, you're going to work, you're taking care of your family, but then you know that there's someone who could use that extra hand. Mm-hmm. And this in many ways can add to your health as well by having that extra pair of hands, that companionship, doing those errands that you really can do, but it can alleviate some of that pressure of being the caregiver for your own family so you can simply be the family mm-hmm. and let someone else take care of those other details. I do not know I can't give you any information over the radio about costs or anything, but a phone call mm-hmm. or going online would deliver that answer for you. And the phone number to call would be 314-446-2495, 314-446-2495, or lssliving.org/private duty.
Very neat. Very
okay.
neat. But I mean, that's a pretty lengthy list of things they could help with. I like this one. Accompany, we talked about to appointments and things, but also to events, to go out and do fun stuff too.
Absolutely. I guess it's theater, park, mm-hmm. go do
right.
something. Having somebody just go with because of that extra. Now, we do not provide the transportation. We do not provide the car mm-hmm. that would come and pick someone up, but we can be the driver of your own car.
I see.
Go with you. So mm-hmm. if you have that favorite bridge club or mm-hmm. that group of ladies that you always wanted to get together for lunch for, but you've just let that companionship go because you can't get out about, bring that person
sure.
along.
Or even if it's for a temporary time, if, mm-hmm. you know, if it's not something that's ongoing, but maybe for, you know, you're doing some recovering or rehabilitation for 6 months.
And you need those extra hands. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you are absolutely correct. So it's there, private duty, mm-hmm. often not even realize that that's one of the services we provide for helping older adults live life to the fullest.
Very good. Very good.
And as a devotional thought today, I have a very odd one. So I was thinking about that book, Live Long, Die Short.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about death, but I am going to talk about something in reference to it. I'm reading a book by Leonard Sweet, and it's called 11 Indispensable Relationships You Can't Be Without. And what it does is it really talks about, you know, it talks about the different people in the Bible. Who's your Nathan? Who's your Jonathan? If who's your Nathan, you need an editor. Who's your Jonathan? You need a true friend. Who's your Jethro? You need a butt kicker. Who's your Timothy? You need a protege. Who's your Barnabas? You need an encourager. Who's your Peter? Your Paul? You need a Yoda. Who's your Deborah? You need a back cover. Who's your Zacchaeus? You need a reject. Who's your Rhoda? You need a little one. Who are your VIPs? Where's your Jerusalem? Well, in one of them, it's something that I just thought about. It's the Jethro. It happens mm-hmm. to be the butt kicker one. But it has a small section in here I just wanted to read. It says, little things mean a lot. When David said goodbye to Absalom, he used a more familiar Hebrew phrase, which I have absolutely no clue how to pronounce in Hebrew, so I'm going to skip over that. But it does have the word shalom in it. It looks like it's lech b'shalom or something like that.
We'll go with that.
Which means literally, go in peace. And then the author writes, did your nose twitch suspiciously? Sometimes the smallest of grammatical changes can make the biggest difference, like the world of difference between to and in. What followed Jethro's blessing of go to peace? Moses returned to Egypt and liberated his people. What about David's blessing of go in peace? Well, Absalom died, and David's heartache cried out these words, oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you, oh, Absalom, my son. Then he goes on to write, we often bless one another with the goodbye dismissal of go in peace. Be careful of this blessing, he writes. The go in peace blessing, he proposes, is the blessing of death. Mm-hmm. Going in peace is a resting in wholeness or perfection, possibly only in the RIP, rest in peace posture of the grave. Going to peace is a resting of beauty, truth, and goodness out of the jaws of death and is a push to make the best use of whatever life remains. Quite different blessings. Go to peace versus go in peace. Be careful whom you wish go to peace, but be even more careful whom you wish go in peace. Peace is not the peace and quiet kind of peace. If you want a life of peace and quiet, then don't follow Jesus. Jesus was crucified in the name of peace and quiet. Jesus didn't die on a soft mattress. Jesus died nailed to some hard wood. Go to peace has the peacemaking sense of shalom, the channeling of energies that bring wholeness and wellness to the world. It's one of the most powerful acts you can do to another human being, bless them forward. When you're spiritually nurtured or when you've become complacent or, complacent. When you begin to shrink from your mission, you need a Jethro to keep you loyal to your dreams. You need a Jethro to wake you up from your lazy laxities with these spiritual laxatives. Go to peace or go to pieces. You can't be at peace until you go to peace, that one day you can go in peace and rest in peace. In his will is our peace.
Amen.
So my wish for you today, my blessing you forward today and for everyone is the go to peace, to make the most and the best of today as God has granted it to you and as you have been blessed to be a blessing to others.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming in today, Jane. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Kristen Neusel from the St. Louis District Dairy Council right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.